We bring in now Dan Shankar, our buddy from Our Lads Scouting Service, as we are about to be on the precipice of the 2019 NFL Draft. Dan, how you been?
I'm doing great, and I hope nobody steps off the precipice there in Green Bay, depending on who they take.
I'm telling you.
Or tight end.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk, man, about the possibility of a quarterback. And sometimes you just go look at a quarterback because you may think that, hey, we've done our homework on this guy 4 years down the road. If Aaron Rodgers is ready to go and this guy's going to come to the open market, maybe we grab him. So sometimes there's reasons for what you do, but a lot of different mock drafts have the Packers taking a lot of different people. So how do you see the board falling for the Packers for their first pick at 12?
Well, you know, that's a sticky wicket, Bill. I think that it's all going to depend on how crazy some people go after quarterbacks and what are the Giants going to do up on top and things. But, yeah, I think that they're going to get two positions of need with two quality players that are going to be there for them. They're going to have to make a decision. I really believe that they could be looking at, you know, yeah, I mean, it'd be tough, Devin White being there. I think Bush will be there for sure, you know, at 10 and everything. Mm-hmm. And then we got the Lions. Then we got, not 10, I'm sorry. And then we'll have the tight ends both be there, you know, at 12. So Fant, I think, could very well be there. And I certainly think Hockenson has got a chance. I don't know. I just can't get it in my wrap myself around him being a top 10 guy. But I sure could get my head around him at 12. But he may go, you know, earlier. So if he does, Fant will be there. And then linebacker-wise, I think Bush should be there. And then it comes down on your four. You're looking at, hey, do we want Fant or do we want Bush?
Right. The biggest question is for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, they've got so many different areas of need. There has been this outpouring of, will they take a quarterback? And I can't imagine it, specifically not early. Maybe if somebody falls and you absolutely cannot pass, you have to at that point. But I can't imagine this team taking a quarterback in any scenario other than things getting completely crazy and, you know, there's a run on another position where, you know, teams just aren't looking at quarterback. Can you imagine the Packers taking a quarterback at all in the first round?
No.
I can't either.
No, like you said, Bill, there's too many positions of need. I mean, you know, you got a lot of older guys there too that you got to replace, and this might be a good time to do it.
So tell me about some of the, because there's a tight end need right now, and I'm not quite sure who may or may not be there, but we know that the tight end position is something that is coveted by Green Bay. They've got to get some additional depth there. You've talked about a couple of guys, you know, obviously Hockenson early on in this draft could go out of Iowa, but there's some other guys there that they could possibly pick up as well, correct?
Oh, absolutely. It might be the best group of tight ends since I've been looking at NFL players over 30 years, all the way from the first round down through the seventh round. There's guys.
So, give me a guy that may fit the Green Bay Packers and what it is they do that can be ready, willing, and able to play behind, you know, the guys they already have.
Well, I think that really, I mean, the best years of Jimmy Graham and Mercedes Lewis are well behind them, and that's no secret. So a downfield weapon that's could move out to slot to do all kinds of things, I think, you know, is Noah Fant from Iowa. I mean, this guy is an explosive receiver. He catches the ball. He's got good run after catch ability. He adjusts well to the ball, and he's got really good size at 6'5". He's, you know, 251, somewhere in there. And he's just going to get better and better and better. And, again, he's a multi-alignment and then multi-level tight end where he can go short, he can go medium, he can go down the field and split cover too like it's not even there. So the Green Bay will have that opportunity, I think, to take him at 12 if they want to do so.
One of the guys that I was looking at that I've read at times may fall could be the offensive tackle Jonah Williams out of Alabama. Now, I would love to see him end up at 12. I don't think it happens. I still think he ends up in Jacksonville. But if they should go in a different direction, I could see Jonah Williams possibly ending up in the Green Bay Packers' lap. And even though we know that they've got kind of an offensive line in place, it would not hurt to see that guy come into your system.
I would agree 100% because the problems that Green Bay's had in that offensive line, guys staying healthy and what have you, this is a full-service 5-4 for one draft choice. So if he can go in and play tackle, and I personally think he'll be an all-pro guard or even an all-pro center, you know, if they want to go there. But somebody's got to play tackle in this league, Bill, and so we'll leave him out there for now. But if you want to kick him into guard and start him right away, hey, no problem, and he'll be an all-pro guy. But I'm with you. If he's there at 12, to me it's a no-brainer. You got to pass by Fant. You got to pass by Bush. You got to get that, you know, take care of that offensive line and take care of your franchise quarterback.
Talking with Dan Shonka from Our Lads, a scouting guide. You can go to Our Lads, O-U-R-L-A-D-S, ourlads.com, and check it out. Even order one if you'd like and follow along with the NFL draft. Now, later on in the first round, there's a lot of speculation as to who may or may not be there. But we know that, defensively speaking, the Green Bay Packers are in need of at least a couple of starters. Is there a secondary guy or an outside edge rusher or even a D lineman that this team could take that you could see being a starter right now that may be there later in the draft?
Well, yeah, there's a variety of those defensive end, outside linebacker guys that can blitz. And say, for instance, like in the fourth round, you know, there's a guy from Oklahoma State, Brailford, who's got a lot of athletic ability and pressure from the outside. Malik Carney from North Carolina. A lot of people don't hear those names, but they're both terrific pass rushers with long arms and a lot of athletic ability. I think that they're going to be able. Then there's a guy named Crosby from Eastern Michigan. That's a guy that can explode off the edge. Yet, no, golly, like 20 some sacks in the MAC last year. And but he'll be, you know, a pressure type player. And I think a terrific sleeper that I don't know if he'll be there in the middle rounds. But I'll tell you, Justin Hollins from Oregon. We had him at the East-West Shrine Game, and that guy's hand use is outstanding. I think I projected him in the second round. I don't think any other teams will go that high on him. But his Hollins, he's long and he's fast and he's quick. He can play off the ball. He can play on the line. He drops into coverage, and he's 6'5" and change. In fact, he's the tallest linebacker at the combine, 6'5" and change, about 245, 250 pounds, and he ran 4.4 at the combine. So he's a guy that I think would look nice in that green and gold.
The other guy that I really like, and I'm hoping he falls, depending on the way the board goes, tell me more about Devin White, because as much he's not going to be there in the latter portion of the first round. He'll be there probably in the top 10 or top 15, but tell me about Devin White, because I would love to see him in Green Bay.
Devin White, the linebacker?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, I tell you what. I don't think he'll get out of the top 10, though, Bill. I really don't.
I don't think so either. I'm hoping he falls. I'm hoping something stupid happens.
Okay, because I just thought I was in concussion protocol there. You know, but no, I tell you what, he is now. One thing I will say, just briefly, Bush might be the better coverage guy. Now we're splitting hairs here, okay? But Devin White is just a tremendous sideline to sideline, explosive guy, intense. Eye of the Tiger. If he was there at 12, it would be tough. Say if Jonah Williams is there and Devin White's there, and then you got the tight end. But Devin White he's going to be a 10-year Pro Bowl caliber linebacker. He great instincts. He can get downhill. He can play lateral really well. He comes downhill really well. Can blitz through the gaps, the creases. So, yeah, he's a full-service linebacker.
I also like Greedy Williams. He's the corner out of LSU. I know they've invested some time in corners. Kevin King hasn't been able to stay healthy. I don't think you can have enough good quality cover corners, but tell me about Greedy Williams.
Well, the big thing, he can cover. And that, if you're going to pay him to cover, you're going to get your money's worth. But I tell you what, Bill, the next time he makes a really good wrap-up tackle might be the first.
Right.
You know, he's not a great tackler, but I know, hey, you talk to half the secondary coaches in the NFL, they'll say, well, we're paying him to cover. Another half say, well, I want a guy that can tackle and cover. So, but you're right. He can cover. There's no question about it. He's long, 6'2", and he's got those long arms, and it's hard to throw over the top of him, and he can run with any wide receiver. He's right there with them. So, he's a guy that's very worthy. Now, you know, in this draft, you might get him even later. You know, I mean, not you have to take him at 12. Mm-hmm. He might end up, you know, falling there to 30. So, I mean, you just never know in these drafts, but that's a possibility.
Hey, one more real quick before I let you go. And the other cornerback that we were talking about just the other day was, and I think you mentioned him, Byron Murphy. And I really like him out of Washington. Now, that's a guy that can cover, but he also is better at tackling.
He is. To me, he'd be our top corner, clearly, if his speed, he didn't run a great 40 time. But you know what? He plays so fast. He runs the routes with the receivers. His short area reactions are outstanding. I like everything about the guy. You know, I think if I was, you know, in a draft room right now, I'd say, hey, I'm not going to worry about, you know, a split second time on this guy. He's the best corner. Let's take him, you know.
Always great to talk to you, Dan. Look forward to it. We'll have you on after the draft and kind of evaluate some of the talent that the Packers picked up and get your opinion. But great to chat, okay?
Always, Bill. Thanks a million.
Absolutely, buddy. There you go. You can get Dan's stuff at RLADS, O-U-R-L-A-D-S, RLADS Scouting Guide. It's one of the best scouting guides that are out there. It's one of the ones that we use on our draft night as far as the grades, the evaluation, everything goes. If you can get a hold of Dan and go to RLADS.com, you can find him on Twitter as well. But great scouting service, and if you have never used it on draft night, and you really are one of those draftophiles that like to follow along, this is a terrific guide to use as you do it. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.